Long before Sumeria existed, before Egypt had built Saqqara, before the Indus Valley nurtured, spirit lived in human bodies, dancing in high culture. The Sphinx knows the truth. We are much more than we know. We have forgotten. At one time, we existed on Earth in a very high level of awareness that was far beyond anything we can even imagine right now. We hardly have even the capability to imagine where we once were, because it is so out of context with who we are now. The most important change was in the way we breathed prana, a Hindu word for the life force energy of this universe. Prana is more critical to our survival than air, water, food, or any other substance. And the manner in which we take this energy into our bodies radically affects how we perceive the reality. Alright, so a major point in the human body is the pineal gland. Located almost in the center of the head, it is a huge factor in consciousness. This gland has degenerated from its original size, comparable to a ping pong ball, to its present size, that of a dried pea, because we forgot how to use it a long time ago. So now, instead of taking prana through the pineal gland and circulating it, we started breathing it in through the nose and mouth. This caused prana to bypass the pineal gland and resulted in our seeing things in a totally different way, through a different interpretation of the one reality called polarity consciousness, or good and evil. The result of this polarity consciousness has us thinking that we're inside a body looking out, somehow separated from what's out there. This is pure illusion. It feels real, but there is no truth at all to this perception. It's merely the view of reality we have from this fallen state. Adapted from Dronvalo Melchizedek's The Ancient Secret of the Flower of Life, Volume 1.